Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning, it's Willard Sapriston.
And Peter Greco.
It is Saturday, July 7th, 2018 at 10:04, how's that? If you're listening tonight on the rebroadcast from 12 to 1, we're not here, but right now we're here. Call us at 716-803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Listen to us live and streaming on our website, sapriston.com, if you're not in the Buffalo, New York area, sapriston.com. And go to our website for free economic research, posted at about 7 a.m. every Saturday morning from Stone McCarthy, and you will see that the markets were up, gold was up, and oil was up last week.
So everybody should be happy.
Everybody should be happy as long as they're invested. And I do have a client that always reminds me, if I'm not invested, I can't make any money, so get me invested.
We know what happens when the worm turns, but you know, but that's beside the point.
And apparently we do have a little thing on our website that you can go to the Dollar Doctor Show, and you can go to the bottom, I guess, and you can ask us about a stock if you don't want to call in.
Yeah, if you go to the Dollar Doctor tab, then live streaming pops up, and you hit live streaming, go to the bottom of the page. You can type in a symbol, ask a question. If you type in a symbol, you know, let us know whether you own it, you're looking to buy it, you're looking to sell it. That helps us in kind of analyzing it, knowing what you're looking for. So you can try the chat box, or it's very easy right now. Phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541.
And Steve asked about UBP this morning on the chat box. Is that what that's called?
He should ask this morning again?
I don't know. I thought
we
did
that from last week, yeah.
Well, he's asking again. According to the chat box. And I remember that from last week.
I remember somebody sent me an email and asked the difference between UBP and I don't know. What's the symbol again?
See, it says UBP, right here.
UBA,
it says,
right?
Says good morning, and right. That's 7/7/18 at 10:02. Is that not today?
Yeah, but I'm just wondering that...
What do you think UBP? I've wondered for years it pays a great dividend. This looks like a rehash from last week.
Yeah, it does, really. You know, and we said it looked all right, right? But somebody sent me an email and said there was a UBA, I think. Hit UBA.
Here we go. And you can go to the chat box at sapriston.com, Dollar Doctor, or go to the bottom of the page. leave us a note or call us at right now 716-803-1520 or 1-800. There is a UVA.
See, this is the same company.
Yeah.
And I think
pays less
and I've forgotten. Yeah, but yeah, exactly. But it's more liquid, okay, and it has voting rights, whereas the
this traded 100,000 shares yesterday, and the UBP
is
traded
is less liquid.
Traded. Ah, 3,800. Yeah.
So if you go
if you
to
buy
their website,
100 shares, it doesn't matter. But if you want to buy a few thousand, it matters.
Yeah, that's why we say always do your own research. And also, if it trades very few shares, you have to watch the bid and the ask spread. And, you know, that can hurt you, you know, when you're trading it. You know, and I think at their website, they even recommended that you should buy the UBA, you know, because it is more liquid. You know.
Good morning, Art from New Jersey.
Oh, good morning. I'm so happy that I was able to be the first guy on today.
Well, that's easy.
It's usually easy.
Yeah, usually you say call early.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we start begging, you know.
Right. I have two stocks and one mutual fund I'm interested in today. One would be Zimmer Biomet. Now, it's ZBH is the code, the stock, and it's... It's been in a range. Right now, I think it's, let me see. I checked Barron's. Oh, incidentally, I was able to get on the Barron's digital yesterday. It took me three tries.
Oh, really?
Really? Good.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I got three different people, and each time they said, well, you just do this, and you put this in, and we give you a temporary password, but then that didn't work. I had to keep calling. Finally, they got it right. So.
ZBH.
Does that actually change every day, or does it just change once a week like the Barron's newspaper?
What's that? The Barron's Digital?
The Barron's Digital stuff.
Well, they have stuff daily, though. You know, in other words,
oh, okay.
You know, Barron's has a daily section that they have every day, you know.
Okay, so, I'm going to enjoy that.
Yep.
So
the ZBH, which is Zimmer Biomet, closed at 114 with the 50-day moving average at 113.61 and the 200 at 115. So you're sort of hanging around there.
Yeah, I see the 133.
The chart does not look terrific. It's been in a downtrend from July of last year at 132, hit a low of 106. Right now it's in a column of zeros on point and figure. And I'm just going to give you how it's done this year if the computer wants to cooperate.
It's a slow computer today.
It is very slow.
So watch what you try to do, you know, because
don't
lose me. I hit the performance button. That's what.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just saying. Oh. Don't try to do too many things because it's very slow. Is what I'm saying. So.
What, you think I'm impatient?
No, I'm just saying.
I am.
You know,
I'm always impatient. And there we are. Lost 5.5% year to date through Friday night. Versus up 3 for the S&P and minus 1 for the Dow.
Does the fact there's a big competitor to them affect their price quite a bit, you think?
Well,
I think there's another one that does parts, you know.
Was it Stryker?
Yes, Stryker. Yeah, Stryker. Exactly.
What is
that?
What's Stryker? STK?
I think maybe SYK. SYK.
Okay. And I think my wife has a Stryker hip, not a Zimmer. I'm not doing too much.
Yep, that's what it was, SYK.
Yeah, and that chart looks pretty good.
That one looks better.
And that has made this year, or lost, I think it looks like a made.
Yeah, it's right near the high for the year.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you the performance if anyone wants to cooperate like the computer. And maybe it's clogged up, Peter. Sometimes it gets clogged up.
Well.
Almost had it.
This is exciting.
Isn't it?
Well, going through new territory.
There we are.
Well, he's trying to give you a lot of stuff.
Okay, know. It's up 11.8 this year. So that's much better than down. What was the other one? Down 5.
Yeah, and the other one, you know, this chart, obviously it's been in the solid uptrend, where the other one looks like it's going into an intermediate.
So you got to do your own research, but there's some reason that one's gone up and the other one's
But you own that one, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Zimmer?
Yeah, he owns Zimmer.
That was a spin-off from, I think, from Bristol-Myers a while back. I didn't physically buy it, so I've had it a while. The other item would be Ultra. Now, that's American Century. I have the code letters.
T-W-C-U-X.
T-W-C-U-X.
We owned it, years ago.
For at least 15 years.
So years ago, we owned it. As I recall, it's a kind of a NASDAQ-y.
Sure. Or it's not super low thing, you know.
I mean, it just broke out.
It just broke out. It's very, you know, that's
very positive. If the NASDAQ goes into a tank, then this will tank with it.
You know? Yeah. But it seems to have been holding above 44, 45 for quite a period now. Mm-hmm. 48.08.
It just broke out to a new all-time high, you know.
So. I'm waiting on performance. I'll bet it's about the same as the NASDAQ.
My cost basis for this is about 8.
Well,
but again, I've had it about 15 years.
You're the kind of guy that needs to step up in basis, and you know how you get that.
Yes.
So.
And one of the things, though, every year they pay, I get a check for somewhere between $25,000 and $35,000 in capital gains, which is taxable. But then the following year, it goes back up again. It's like giving a bird laying an egg, and then all of a sudden the bird is okay again.
Yeah. It's up 12.5, you know, through Friday night, which is better than
percent
the
or
yeah. Oh yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget back in the 2002 bear, 2003 bear market, this got clocked.
right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a year or two where they show, you know, the performance year by year.
It was horrendous. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But I didn't sell anything. And
you're all right. You hung in there.
Yeah. I'm a hanger.
Yep.
do you have time for one more?
Sure.
Yep.
It's one I've had before a while now, which you know about, Snap. Now, I see it's hanging around 13, and it's been down around 10-something. So my cost basis, obviously, is 12. So I'm wondering, is there still some chance for that long term?
Well, I thought there was good news a few weeks ago on it. But
yeah, there was, I think. But
and all it meant was it stopped going down.
The elevator stopped at the first floor.
Yeah, it did. Finally, it stopped. That's all.
Yeah.
There we are. It bottomed at, you know, around 10.5. It closed at 13.5. It looks okay, but to get to the downtrend line, it would have to get to 17. And there's what we call overhead supply between, you know, 13, 14, and 16.
In the 200 days, about 14.5. So you want to see it back above the 14.5 area. So that would be your first indication.
So you want to see it up a point or so. And, if you were aggressive, you'd buy more. But, you know.
Yeah. So.
Well.
That's not in your nature, generally.
You're right. All right. It's a wonderful show again.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to a probable meeting maybe in the fall.
And you picked us up on the midnight hour initially a few years ago.
Yes, and now you do both.
The station is 50,000 watts, and it goes right to the eastern seaboard and down.
Yeah,
you can get it in Miami late at night.
Can you get it in Sarasota?
I haven't tried because I'm asleep then.
Oh. But you get it live streaming in Sarasota.
Yeah. We used to be on 9:30 at the same time in a simulcast, but we had such trouble getting it to work all the time. We gave up. And now, you know, Florida is very different. They have people on their shows. 9:30 is a talk station. And they say, well, I made this and I made that, as if to say they could make that for you. And it's not legal for anyone registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission to say such things.
Yes.
So these are not legal people, and they don't have to adhere to the laws we do, and they can say whatever they want, and they can get their business that way. But, you know, we're under a different set of rules, you know.
Yeah, I'll let some other people get on and enjoy your show.
Okay. Thanks, Art. Have a good weekend.
Right, thank you.
Take care.
You
give us a ring. We're live, the Dollar Doctor, 716-803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541, Saturday, July 7th at 10:17. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Okay. Boy, you've been away a long time.
Well, he decided it's finally safe to come back from Florida. So.
Did he? Okay. Hurricane season.
I was in Italy, and then my wife took me to Texas. Think it's hot here.
Oh, jeez.
God. I don't know how people live there.
I don't know. I couldn't even stand the heat here.
Yeah, last week was tough, or this week.
This heat is like a frost.
Well, yeah, because you know, when you get, you know, as I tell people, once you get in the 80s in Buffalo, you got the humidity, and it's like 100, you know, so.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right, let's get to business.
But as somebody said to me, would you rather have the snow? And I said, well, as of the other day, maybe.
Sometimes. TRN,
Trinity Industries.
Huh? You're back on that guy, huh?
Yeah, hey. I bought it at 29. It's, what is it now, 33? Close at 33, 34.
Closed at 34.70.
34, yeah. 34.70.
Chart looks all right.
Yeah, it's a trading range stock.
Your kind of stock. Price objective 40 on point and figure. 50-day at 34, where you are, and 200 at 33, so you're in.
Yeah, it's stuck between it's stuck between 31, 37, 38, you know. So
hey, get me to 37, 38.
You'll be very happy. I knew that.
Okay. Did you?
LNG.
Hello, I haven't heard that one. Chenier.
I was
haven't
in that
seen
for
that
a while.
For, yeah,
yeah
I haven't even looked at that, and probably should have. I remember when it got killed, you know.
Well, the floodgates are open for that kind of thing now. That's my understanding.
Yep. I don't know if the tariffs are going to affect it.
Well, that guy closed at 66. Chart looks wonderful. 50-day at 63 and three-quarters, 200 at 54, price objective 74. You would certainly hold that.
That's what I plan to do.
And if you bought it, you'd worry at 63, something like that.
Yeah, and 63 area could start, you know, potentially breaking down. So
I think the next group that's going to do good is healthcare. United Health?
I own that since
UNH, huh? United Health.
And I've been thinking about the food stocks, but I'm a consummate bottom fisher, you know.
Well, you got to go to the bottom sometimes.
So United Health closes at 250, 50-day moving average 244, 200-day 226. It looks like it's having a little breather. But, you know, the price objective 374, it looks real good to me, Peter.
Yeah, it looks all right. I don't know. I just saw a little blurb this morning that Trump may take away ACA from the insurers, you know, so who knows.
All right, how about J&J?
J&J. I was watching a guy this morning that was recommending it. Interesting.
Well, I had sold out for the people. It started to look weak. I sold out a few months ago. That doesn't mean it's not coming back, right? We're talking because the computer is a little slower than it needs to be, that's all.
Well,
it had what we call a quadruple bottom break, I suppose, at 122, closed at 125. Maybe it's reversing.
Well, the only thing you have going for it, it's at the long-term uptrend line, essentially, you know. So you want it to hold right here, you know.
Some of these I hold. Most of them I know me, I'm in and out.
But this one, I mean, I wouldn't want to see it go, you know, a few points lower, really, you know, so.
What's the, URI I brought back into. I had sold it. I always kept 100 shares.
Just keep your hand in the cookie jar, as they say.
Yeah, I just brought back in at 144. Cause I think it's down with the oil. They did a lot of work with the oil companies.
Yes, they do, and
the oil companies seem to be doing better.
Yeah, it looks like, there you go.
Yeah.
It bottomed at 144. It was up Friday.
Yeah, you picked the good spot.
So if you're picking the bottom, you got a shot at 160 to the trend line. You know, that's...
Oh, if we ever get the infrastructure done, that could be a lot higher.
Well, I don't even hear anybody talking about it anymore.
Well,
so
they're going to start after the election.
Yeah.
He keeps in charge. He'll start that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see United Rental at 142 though. That could be a breakdown. So.
Oh, good. That's good to know.
Yep.
And one more. This is like going to the races. BIIB.
Oh, with the big news and the big jump, huh?
They had
some good news in Alzheimer's disease there. Their drug.
Right symbol here.
Yeah, BIIB.
Oh,
that
I
works. That stock will be $1,000.
Oh, I'm sure.
They said it'll work partial.
Any kind of results.
But I read a book last year that said you can't get one pill that's going to solve anything for Alzheimer's. It can help, but
anything that helps.
But you've got 30 different things that have to be looked at, and everyone's different, and it's a group of the 30.
I bought 50 shares yesterday.
See, I looked at Gilead this morning, which I think in concert with it is starting to do better and just broke the downtrend.
Yeah, this had, that big, gigantic gap up, and I would like to see that low of that day hold. I don't know what the low was, on.
Looks like around 296, 300.
No, the low on that day, yeah.
This day?
Yeah.
And
284?
If it's anything... It's good. That stock will go through the roof.
Well, that's true. Yeah, of course, it's challenging its previous high, which could be resistance in that area. So, what did it close at anyway?
Close at 357.
I only own it because of that news yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a horrible disease. If anything help it. That's going to go right through.
Yeah, well, it would be very bullish if the low of Friday holds,
The interview I saw, I think this morning, said that it will slow down the accumulation of plaque in the brain, which is what clouds you. But what the book said that I read, which was great, came out last year, that it can be reversed if you do certain things. And it all starts, if you can believe it, from people that have... it starts in their mouth, the bacteria, and goes up into the brain. And if you keep your mouth clean, which I now, of course, have a water pick and dental floss and the whole nine yards, in hoping that I won't get the disease as I get older.
But everybody's got a different theory on how it comes about,
But this guy's head says he can cure a doctor, of course.
I can give you hundreds of doctors who have things that they cure everything.
They all have different
opinions. You ever see
one?
Just because he's a doctor doesn't mean anything, believe me.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, Dennis.
Okay, take care. Phone line's wide open right now.
Who are they listening to?
803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. And you can try the chat box if you go to the website, saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. There's a Dollar Doctor tab. Drops down the live streaming. Click on live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page and there's a chat box. You can type in a symbol, ask a question. And if you put a symbol in, let us know whether you want to buy it, sell it, or you're holding it.
And, of course, do your own research.
That's for sure. It's like that person who did email me and ask me what was the difference between UBP and UBA. So
what do you think of the markets here? Just you have to look at stocks?
Well, once again, what's the market? What is the market? The Dow looks like, poop.
A professional comment.
It looks like poop. But, look at the NASDAQ. Look at the look at the small cap index. Yeah. I just saw an article today on the micro cap index. Stocks that are $1 billion capitalization or less, they're up 21%. You know, I mean, it's which market are we talking about? You know,
everyone always talks about
they always talk about the Dow and the S&P. You know,
give us a ring 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541 or go to the chat box at Saperston, SAPERSTON.com, and ask a question, and we look there during the show to answer it. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. Happy Saturday.
Well, thank you.
Happy Saturday to you.
Interesting comments on the doctors there, Peter.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I always see all sorts of doctors promoting all sorts of different things. It's like that clown on his TV show there. What's his name? You know, Dr.
Oh, that doctor. What's his name? That Dr. G or whatever the heck
is Yeah, name? Whatever. I mean, you know, they go on and on. You know, they all have their own, you know, they have some things right and some things wrong, just like us.
Promoters.
You know,
everybody's a promoter
they're
in the
promoting
world,
something, their theory, their approach. Then they've got all their products, you know, and so forth and so on, you know.
I'll tell you a funny story. One time I had the specialist I went to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after he did a whole bunch of tests, right? He says to me, he turns around before he leaves, right? He says, stay away from doctors. I'm sure he sees all kinds of stuff, right?
Oh, no question. I could tell you some interesting stories, too, believe me. Right. You know, I mean, you know, there are very good doctors. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just like you go to college and some people had Fs and some people had A's, you know.
It's like mechanics, right?
Exactly.
Right?
All across every industry.
Every spectrum, right?
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Anyways, good to hear from Dennis again.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was still hiding in Florida. But, you know.
I didn't catch the information on Biogen.
Well, I said that I had a client with Gilead, and when I looked at it this morning before the show, it's just broken the downtrend.
Oh.
And they've been very troubled, GILD, is the symbol. So that seemed to have gone up in concert with the other one, which is either at a top in here, or Dennis thought it would go to $1,000 if it's true.
Uh-huh.
On else, if they've got something for Alzheimer's.
That BIIB, how does that look like from
Well, the bottom line is it had that big gap, and it's now gapped up.
Just went from 284 to 364. Yeah.
And that was like just last week?
Yeah, one day.
Oh,
that
wow.
was Friday, I think.
Yeah.
Huh.
And, you know, the big gap up was on the news about their, you know, one of their drugs. I forgot what stage it was in, you know.
I see.
But it had some positive results, you know, and that just shot it right up.
Okay.
So now it's testing its high, you know, so who knows, you know.
And but, how, where are the averages on that?
Well, they were way down. Go back. Really? Are we still on that? Yeah,
what do you mean? What do you
the
mean?
Averages, 200-day and...
50?
Yeah, 50 is
289.
304 for the 200.
304. So maybe if it comes back down near 300.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question if it did. And it would be holding the gap if it did that.
Because usually these things come back again.
A lot of times they do.
Especially when it's like a one-day thing.
But yeah, but a lot of times too, like if you see something gap up, and then it just refuses to go down below the low of that day, then you get a runner.
Uh-huh.
You know, then they get a runner.
So maybe it may be something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, keep a close eye on it,
What do you guys think of, it looks like the silver miners are starting to...
Hey, you noticed that, huh?
Yeah, like silver's going down, gold doing nothing, but all of a sudden these miners, I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so EXK, AG, it's very interesting.
Maybe these big shots starting to dip their toes in this stuff or what?
I don't know, awful weird, you know, it's something you say, oh, silver's dead, you know, why look?
Yeah.
But it's just like the same thing with, look at Kirkland, right, in the gold area,
I own that for one client.
And I found another gold stock that has been getting very strong off a big bottom base. Look at PVG sometime. Okay?
PVG.
Yeah. It's built a big base, you know, and then all of a sudden the last couple of days it's really starting to move.
No kidding.
So, yeah. Interesting.
Is that a U.S. mine or?
Canadian.
Okay. Got to watch those Canadian
stocks. That's right. I didn't want to bring that up.
React, value, worked out.
But no, I may have, I've been looked
Shopify
at.
Shopify may be the next one.
I looked at the projections for earnings for this company, and they're very good, you know. So
okay, the one I had
it's been
in
basing
mind,
for a long time. Yeah.
The one I had in mind, maybe you guys can take a look at it, is WPM.
WPM.
That one had a, you know, basically a nice base and just seems to be breaking out of a base.
Yeah, let's take a look at that.
Wheaton Metals.
Yeah, they're, what do they call them, those streamers? It's like a streamer company. They only have, they only buy rights or something to miners or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. They don't own the mines or anything. Yeah. They buy the rights to the production, you know, so, yeah.
I would buy that on stop if I was going to buy it after it broke the base.
At what point, will
23.
It? 23. At
23? Yeah.
And you're, where is it now?
Closed. Closed at 2268.
2268, so 23.
Yeah, and if you want to be a little safer, 23 and a quarter.
Okay.
Because what you're hoping for is it goes, you know, into the 30s, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, you got the 50-day, 2177, the 200 days at what?
2093.
Yeah, so very interesting.
So you got support.
Yeah.
You probably don't lose a lot.
Yeah.
And if it breaks out of that, you know, breaks that base on a point and figure, generally that's been a good place to buy.
Okay. You guys got time for a couple more?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All morning.
what do you guys think of PayPal at this point?
I was thinking of buying more.
It looks like it's building a nice base.
Yeah.
Another one of these, like you guys saying, doesn't want to go down, you know?
Yep, it's been amazing, I'll tell you. For a long time, it didn't do anything, and then boom.
Well, I became familiar with it when we signed up for Uber, and the only real way to do it was through a PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my wife has a PayPal account, and she won't let me or my son know the code, so it must be very valuable. it's at the top of a range. But the price objective is 120, and it closed at 85. 50-day at 81, 200-day at 76.
Uh-huh.
And if it breaks out at 88, you know, or maybe even 87, you know. But I do own it in a few accounts, and I was thinking of buying more.
All right. Yeah, I keep I like
the story, and I like the earnings. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Peter doesn't go for that.
And like you say, it's been going sideways for a long time, really.
Right.
You know, so.
So I don't know if it's better to buy one like this that's going sideways, or to maybe get something like MasterCard that's in an uptrend.
Well, it depends.
They're
different. If it's going sideways, then you say, you know, if you buy it now, you're betting it'll break out and make a new high.
Uh-huh.
You know? The other side, if it breaks out and makes a new high, that, you know, you buy it, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. Right. I'm going to keep an eye on it. It looks very interesting at this point. Just one last one is Alibaba. Now, that one seems to be a little tricky. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's probably because the Chinese markets are tanking. But
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah?
I have it in a few accounts. I have not sold it.
But I think long-term, it still looks like it's come down, but it looks like it reaches a point and then buyers come in.
Yeah, and the trend line's at 174, it closed at 192. It was up Friday, and it's really got to clear that 200, 204 area where it stopped several times and went down again.
And it really, kind of bounced off the area of its 200-day, which could be positive.
What area was that, Peter?
Around 186.
186.
Okay.
Came down a little bit below it, so it's...
So maybe a good point.
It could be. Could be, really.
Yeah.
You only read good things about it, and it is a huge, huge company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you got that whole trade business going on, so you don't know.
Well, you know, I think this is all talk. I think things will be settled ultimately.
Well, that's kind of what the market's kind of saying, to tell you
the truth.
Because,
you know, I mean, you can't listen to what the news people tell you because, you know, all these guys are cheaters, right?
Well, they're trying to sell advertising, so people listen to their TV.
But I mean, like these countries, like China. You know, I mean, they're all cheaters on a trade basis.
Yes.
You know, these countries aren't open countries that are open to trade. So they're right at what they're doing, right? They say, hey, you know what? You want to close your markets? We'll close ours. You know, and with some of these people, you got to play tough. Otherwise, they're not gonna bend. You know?
Yeah, but, you know, as I said, it's more complicated now than it used to be, you know, because everybody's got production facilities all around the world, you know.
Yeah.
So it makes it, you know, the supply chain can be terribly disrupted because of it, you know.
Right, right. You know, but, you know, I mean, if there are systemic issues that need to be resolved. You know?
Yeah, I mean, they
have... Like, it's not like these guys can come in here and buy everything up, and but, you know, foreign countries can't go in and buy up companies over there.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Not right.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So, you know, I believe they're right in what they're doing. You know, at some point, you got to put a stake in the ground and say, we're either going to fix it or we're out of here.
With a lot of things. That covers a lot of things, believe me.
Okay, guys. Great show.
Okay,
great
thanks for calling. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot, Dan. We're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back, Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, Saturday, July 7th, 2018 at 10:40. The Dollar Doctors show is brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, FinRecipic, MSRB, RIA. Well, we entertain questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, give you our opinion, but of course you're going to do your own research. And you can listen to the show live and streaming on our website, saperston.com. You can hear the archive shows going back 2-3 years, saperston.com, and you can leave us a stock or fund or bond you're interested in at the bottom of the Dollar Doctor Show website through the VLC media player and say you want to know more about a stock. What did I forget, Peter? We manage accounts and we'll buy and sell stocks for you.
And there you go.
There you go. And Tom sent us a thing to the chat box and looking to buy Twitter, BYE, by Twitter, and owns TRTN. So let's try to take a look at TRTN because he owns that already.
TRTN.
Yeah. And that is, get a slow computer. Still got a slow computer.
I thought it was picking up, but I guess not. You got to say slow computer.
Triton International, Bermuda pays 6.9, was at 43 last November and came down and formed a base at this 28.29 and it closed at 30 and the 200-day is 34 and the 50-day is 33, so it's below, but it is above the trend line, which we like. If I was to buy it here.
Well, he owns it.
He owns
right?
it. Yeah, I guess I'd worry.
Where would you be out? What number?
27,
27, 28. 28. Yeah, I'd be out 27, 28 because that would be a breakdown. Yeah. You want to see it back above the 200-day, which is 34.
Right.
So that would be your first clue that maybe it's turning
a lot
more bullish.
That's a 10%
bullish.
Move, yeah. Right?
Yep. Yeah. So that's how I would look at it. You know, 27, 28, problem. You want to see it above 34.
What about Twitter?
Twitter looks very good.
Good. I can't see it yet because I'm waiting on the computer.
Well, it takes a little time. They like to show you that nice white screen there.
Yeah. Oh, it does look good. It took a little adjustment to 44, mm-hmm. turned around on the point and figure. Closed at 46.65, and if you saw it at 48, that would be a definite breakout, but it looks good here.
It looks good, and it should challenge its all-time high, which was, what, 50-something off to
53.
The left?
53.
53.
Yeah.
And I don't know, does it have a price objective on there?
84.
84, believe it. Take that with a grain of salt.
You know why I like it?
Yeah.
But I'm beginning to like stocks. I found this from an old stockbroker that I knew when I started, and he liked things of companies of names we knew. So he would buy a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi, and today he'd buy a Twitter or a Facebook because those names are in the news all the time.
And also, it's in what they call a flag pattern, you know, like the flagpole was the big run-up.
Yep.
And then it goes into a little flag, and now it's starting to break out of that. So a little bit more of a pop, and this could be well on its way. You know? So it looks very intriguing here.
Well, let's go back to the chat room and see what we got.
Check the chat room. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520. Toll free 800-879-7541.
Nothing on the chat room.
And one thing I always tell people, you know, you always make assumptions about things, and you think everything works a certain way, and it turns not to be. And everybody said stay away from utilities. Utilities have been on a tear the last 4 weeks. The utility index is up 10% in the last 4 weeks.
Wow. Got one you like?
I was listening to the guy who runs that Reeves Fund, you know, Reeves Utilities.
Yes, I know that.
And he said the same thing. He says people always, they react immediately to utilities. As soon as interest rates are going up, everybody panics and they get out of the utilities. And he mentioned some years, I think it was 2003, 2006, that, you know, interest rates were picking up, whatever, and he said the utilities were up 80% over that time period. So, I mean, the XLU is the, the utility ETF, and that was down double digits, and now it's up almost 1% for the year. So it's really had a big comeback all of a sudden. And then, you know, people have mentioned that, and if you assume this is a late-stage cycle in the market, some of the strongest areas are utilities, materials, energy in a late cycle, and also, believe it or not, another one that you'd think would be hurt by interest rates, REITs. And they tend to come on in the late cycle in the market, you know. So, and even consumer staples pick up in the late cycle, you know. So things that have been a little out of favor, for example, consumer staples, utilities, you know, start picking up. So it's not that surprising.
So what's a consumer staple?
Consumer staple is stuff you have to buy to live, right?
Is that toothpaste?
Brush your teeth, food, beverages, all sorts of things like that.
So Procter & Gamble-ish?
Procter & Gamble, that type of thing. They've been hit bad. You know, consumer staples have been doing terribly, you know, but who knows, you know. If they follow the late cycle, they may start picking up again.
Well, that's a real bottom fisher stock.
Well, there is no question right now.
It did bottom at 71, and it's at 78, 79.
Yep. So if you believe in the late cycle theory, might be something to look at.
Good morning, Vic.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Okay.
Good.
Hey, Willard, where are you parking money in taxable accounts? Have you ever used FLOT or MINT for income in taxable accounts?
Is that a floating rate?
Yeah.
My scenario is that the 10-year rate is going to fall.
Okay.
And has been. So you wouldn't buy a floating rate, really. I've never is it 40 years or 30, Peter, been able to make money in any kind of a floating rate instrument.
Okay.
Now, having said that, I have bought VRP, which is a what they call adjustable rate preferred ETF, and there's a few others. So, and the chart doesn't look bad. And the performance on VRP, but you know, you wouldn't put all your money into one. I'm really comfortable just buying a straight preferred if you have credit quality right now.
So in scenario on July 7th, what would you, if you had to park money, you would put it in what instrument if you don't like if you think 10 years are coming down, what would you put it in?
Well, is this someone that wants bonds in their account or just has money market and they don't want to lose it?
No, they want some income. They don't want to take any risk, and they don't want to pay if they could avoid taxes. What about like a Vanguard, a New York State Muni?
Yeah. What's the duration on it?
I think 3 years.
Not terrible.
So besides that, what are you, you didn't like mint. What do you like?
I'm just looking at, you know, your floating rate has done all right this year.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, no.
It's even. It's, you know, but what do you want out of a bond, right?
Right. Same thing with that BKLN, the bank loan one has held its own. And you're collecting a halfway. You're better than a money market in a, you know, like money sitting in Vanguard doing nothing, other than, you know, prime. If you want, besides prime money market, what else can you do? You know,
also do the SRLN, which is a bank loan.
SRLM.
Yeah, Sam.
LN. Nancy.
Yeah.
And it's pretty safe.
It's like BKLN. It's just Goldman. Issuing a little different. I'm just having a look at them, except our computer just does not want to cooperate this morning.
So you don't have the interest rate concerns that the Bob Brinkers of the world have, huh?
Well, if you're in the 7 to 10 year, no. If you're in the 2 year, yes. Because I think the short-term rates go higher. And from what, if you go to our website and read the piece by Stone and McCarthy this morning, it's free.
Okay.
All they do is talk about how robust the economy is, and therefore the Fed's going to keep raising because they're worried about inflation.
But the Fed can only raise
this very short-term stuff, you see.
Yeah. And by the way, in this weekend's Barron's, there's a very good article on possible income alternatives, you know. And areas, and I think if you read through that, you get some good ideas.
You know, Barron's every week, every other week, has had articles like this on a regular basis. So obviously, they're getting a sense that that's what their readers.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, because I there was one in a couple of weeks ago, and I remember one about a month ago, same along the same line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A chart I like in here, guys, is American Express, AXP. What do you think of the chart?
I looked at it a week or two ago because someone owned it, and I think I decided to buy a little more. Just let me look. We're just
nice bounce off of 50 on a couple occasions with good volume too.
Yeah, it looks all right, but you're in a trading range right now between 95 and 102, 104, right?
Yeah, I was looking to sell the 96 put. That's what I was.
I think you're probably good with that.
Yeah. Go out a month with the 96,
yeah.
And then I could roll if it hits. And then a final thought. I've been long Bank of Nova Scotia, BNS, for forever. I was just fooling around with all the other Canadian bank stocks.
Yep.
And there's some nice charts in there, like TD, BMO. BNS is the worst one. I mean, usually those Canadian banks do the same thing. But if you looked at those three, TD is great, BMO is great right now, and BNS looks absolutely terrible.
Agreed. I'm looking at it. I wouldn't own that one.
But look at TD and BMO. And those are playable where they're at now.
Well, TD looks nice, very nice.
Yeah, I like TD. And same thing with BMO.
But a guy like you would be writing puts on that thing, right?
I'm on both the TD and BMO, where I'm thinking. I'm long a good position in BNS, and I have been for probably 3 years, and I've done well. I'm thinking of averaging down, and I said, why do I want to do that? I'll just sell some puts on those other two, and if I have to take them, I'll take them.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to buy a bad chart, isn't it, when you have good charts?
Yeah, and not all banks, as you know, are the same. You know, it depends what they got involved in and so forth, you know, and their individual businesses, so.
Right, but I mean, Canadian banks usually go in tandem, though.
Yeah.
You know, what I've seen, and they're not doing it now.
Right, yep.
Yeah, Hey, guys, great show. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Thanks, Vic. Thank you very much for calling.
Vic is our smartest caller.
Well, I think that's even true in the bank stocks in the U.S., too. There's some you can find that have just been going up, 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 you know. They may not be the big-name banks, you know, but there are a lot of banking stocks that are going up, even though the financial stocks have not done very well this year. So it's like you have to, you know, be a stock picker in these particular areas, and you can't make a big generalization. You know,
give us a ring. We got a few minutes left. The Dollar Doctor is 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. I'm just looking at MTB.
Which has been steadily moving down.
Yeah, right? Unusual for it, right?
Well, a lot of the bigger banks have been under pressure. And I just saw that the spread between the 2-year and the 10-year is the lowest it's been since 2007.
Agreed.
28 basis points.
It's also written up in our research this morning.
Yep.
And take a look at the 7-year to the 10-year, and it's 3 or 4 basis points. So I think that'll be the first to invert if it happens.
But now you look at Key.
Beautiful chart.
Looks nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Look, that chart's totally different than MTB.
I'm going to write
so
Key down.
So Key's got a very nice one.
We'll go look
at
it later because I do my own research.
I mean, it can be a little bit harder in a group that is not doing great, you know, the fine stocks, but you can't just say across the board all bank stocks are bad or you know, any group. You know, there are different situations in any group, so in general, you should stick with the stronger groups, but there are possibilities.
And
you know,
Key's our bank.
If you do your own research.
Do our corporate work there.
Yeah. So
they've been very nice to us.
Yep. So I mean, that one, yeah, I'm impressed by it. By the way, that's been holding up. Well, the stock chart looks good.
Yeah, very much.
And, you know, in looking at the market, you know, like I say, you know, the Dow, I think, has been under pressure mainly because of the tariff situation. And, you know, those stocks tend to get hit more or people are worried more about tariffs, you know, with the Dow-type stocks. And that's one reason why the small-cap stocks have done so well. You know, they're up 10% this year.
So you should look at small-cap
Russell 2000.
Yeah.
Or if you're a real risky person, you look at micro-caps, you know. So
just don't bet the ranch.
But no question about that. But, you know, but anyway, I mean, there are different areas, and you always say that. I guess who had that saying? There's always a bull market someplace, you know. So,
Cramer,
so, right? Does he say
He's
that?
The one
right?
That he says it.
Right, but it's
watch
true.
Him in Florida because I'm waiting for my wife to come home, so I turn him on.
But it's true, you know. So many people are focused on the Dow and the S&P, and they don't realize there's other indexes and other stock groups that can do well, even if the Dow. And then, like I said, the Dow and S&P are kind of following what happens in a midterm election year so far. You know, it's not very exciting for a while. But what is interesting, though, as I said, in a midterm election year, you either get a bottom in July or a bottom in October. And you, who knows, you know, you may have had a bottom on July 2nd, you know. Possibility.
You may have.
So it's hard to say, you know. But so far, like I say, the Dow and S&P are following the midterm election.
1-800-879-7541. Probably the best thing to do here is to leave on the chat room at saperston.com under the Dollar Doctor at the bottom of the page, stocks you're interested in talking about next week, because we've got about
2 or 3 minutes,
when
it comes down to it. So, yeah.
And Dorsey Wright, I'm reading last night's close, and they have a very interesting chart on Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, retail stocks had been very strong. You know, that one hasn't been really.
But it seems that maybe it turned. Do your own research.
It's like bottom fishing.
Oh no, not me.
You don't do that.
They have
right?
a scoring system on stocks of 1 to 5.
Yep.
This one's a zero.
Is a zero. Yeah, I guess you better do your own research.
Exactly.
No question about it. So. You know, some people can do well bottom fishing. Then other people, you know, they think everything's a bargain because it's cheap, you know. But sometimes it's telling you something. You know, you just can't quite figure out why a stock's acting the way it is. So,
well, I was looking at, as you say, consumer
staples there.
Staples and Procter & Gamble, big names. If you're going to bottom fish, try to make sure the company's not going out of business.
Well, that's for sure. You know, you can look at the Procter & Gamble's, Johnson & Johnson, that type of thing, you know, and, you know, don't mean jump in tomorrow, you know, but if they start acting better, you know, and plus there are companies you can live with, you know. It's not something you're going to worry about. So
yeah. I like Band-Aids and baby shampoo.
There you go. So
you've been listening to Willard Sapristan, Peter Greco, The Dollar Doctors. We're live every Saturday from 10 to 11, rebroadcast 12 to 1 Saturday nights, live and streaming at sapristan.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N, and archived shows, and free economic research posted weekly from Stone McCarthy every Saturday morning on the site. As we always say, keep a little powder dry, and good night and good luck.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Sapristan and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Sapristan Asset Management, member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, SIPC, MSRB. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Sapristan Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.